What if the very behaviors driving you crazy, your daughter's endless questions, your son's stubborn refusal to follow instructions, aren't problems to fix, but strengths waiting to be recognized? This radical reframe sits at the heart of a parenting revolution backed by Harvard research and embraced by everyone from Hugh Jackman to everyday parents desperate for a better way. The premise is deceptively simple. Our brains are wired to spot threats and weaknesses, a survival mechanism that once kept us alive, but now blinds us to what's most precious in our children. When a parent learns to flip this mental switch, to see curiosity instead of disruption, determination instead of defiance, everything changes. Not because children suddenly become perfect, but because we finally see them clearly. Your mind isn't sabotaging your parenting on purpose. It's just doing what evolution designed it to do. Four mental patterns conspire to keep us locked in deficit thinking. Selective attention filters reality like a spotlight, illuminating problems while leaving strengths in shadow. Remember that famous psychology experiment where people counting basketball passes completely miss someone in a gorilla costume walking through the scene? That's your brain on negativity bias, processing bad news 5 times faster than good news, ensuring one poor grade eclipses a report card full of excellence. Projection operates unconsciously. We displace our own insecurities onto our children, reacting most strongly to traits we dislike in ourselves. A parent who struggles with organization becomes hypercritical of a messy child, missing the creativity flourishing in that chaotic bedroom. Binary thinking traps children in limiting labels: the difficult one, the shy one, the troublemaker. These family roles calcify over decades, like the accomplished professional who still thinks herself a flake because her sister claimed the organized identity 30 years ago. The damage isn't just psychological, it's neurological, shaping how children's brains develop and how they see themselves for life. Most parents identify maybe 5 strengths in their children, typically obvious talents like sports or academics. Yet researchers have cataloged over 100 measurable strengths, including character qualities like courage, curiosity, and persistence. True strength requires 3 elements: performance, actual skill, energy, feeling alive while doing it, and high use, choosing it repeatedly. When aligned, they create a virtuous cycle. Competence generates enthusiasm, which drives practice, which builds mastery. Watch for telltale signs: persistent yearning that demands expression, like the toddler throwing tantrums because she can't yet read. Natural display without prompting, like constant doodling even while watching TV. Losing track of time and flow states, and positive application, like the compassionate kid who sits with lonely classmates at lunch. Strengths exist on a spectrum, from core, fully realized and fundamental to identity, to growth, showing flashes of potential but not yet developed. This distinguishes genuine strengths from learned behaviors, skills developed through external pressure that drain rather than energize. The liberating truth: you don't need to fix all weaknesses. Focus your finite energy where it multiplies, on strengths. Strengths emerge through predictable stages, aligned with dramatic brain changes. In the first 3 years, 100,000 new neural connections form every second. By age 2, toddlers possess 50% more neural pathways than adults, an overproduction phase creating the romance period where children playfully explore potential strengths without pressure. During early adolescence's precision phase, the brain undergoes radical remodeling. Gray matter peaks at 12, then declines through neural pruning, the brain's way of specializing by keeping frequently used pathways while eliminating others. Meanwhile, the limbic system, emotion center, grows rapidly, while the prefrontal cortex, rational control, matures slowly, explaining teenage impulsivity. This isn't rebellion, it's neurology. Different strengths emerge at different times: curiosity from birth, musical ability by 6 months, empathy between 6 months and 2 years. Wisdom develops slowly, showing significant growth only in adolescence. Understanding these patterns prevents pushing strengths prematurely or panicking when early talents fade. Some childhood strengths naturally recede as others emerge. Normal evolution, not loss. Strength-based parenting enhances children's attention by creating positive, engaged moods rather than through drilling or discipline. Even children with ADHD or autism focus better when parents calibrate tasks to their abilities and celebrate engagement over deficits. 2-year-old Ari maintained hours of Lego focus because strength recognition created emotional conditions for concentration to flourish. This leads to savoring, deliberately lingering on positive experiences to build emotional reserves, cloud watching, feeling sunshine, noticing beautiful sunsets. One college freshman calms anxiety by mentally revisiting peaceful summer evenings at home. Gratitude adds action to appreciation. When a 9-year-old with strengths in humility and forgiveness began leading what went well exercises at family mealtimes, she grew happier at school and more helpful with younger children. Other families practice Thankful Thursdays, gratitude jars, or acts of kindness, like children distributing flowers to neighbors, deeply touching a grieving woman who said, "My mother has died, and I was sitting in my chair feeling so depressed, and you brought me these flowers to make me happy." These practices fundamentally rewire how children's brains process experience, building lifelong resilience. While gratitude helps us recognize good times, mindfulness provides tools for navigating challenges through a 3-step process. Focus attention on something specific, like breathing. Notice when attention wanders, bring it back. This creates mental space between stimulus and response. At its core is bare attention, experiencing thoughts, emotions, and physical sensations without judgment. Research shows our minds wander 47% of the time, yet mood is best when we're present. Mindfulness boosts optimism, resilience, and well-being while decreasing stress. 8-week courses decrease activity in the brain's negative emotion center while increasing activity in the positive emotion center. The innovation? Use mindfulness not just to detach from negative thoughts, but to actively replace them with strength-based thinking. When children face challenges, mindfulness helps them ask, "What strengths can I draw on?" Self-control, the capacity to override impulses, allows us to exert higher brain functions over base urges. 4 factors deplete self-control: resisting impulses, making decisions, suppressing emotions, and experiencing stress. Understanding this natural depletion helps us maintain compassion when self-control becomes challenging, especially during toxic time, 4 to 6 p.m., when children's reserves are depleted. Research reveals a concerning gap. 93% of parent-teen pairs incorrectly guess what the other is thinking. High levels of positive communication create beneficial brain alterations, enhancing learning and emotional functioning, while even low levels can adversely affect development and create vulnerability for depression. Not all praise works equally. Generic praise affirms love but doesn't build strengths. Process praise can backfire if children believe effort and ability are negatively related. Person praise may create a fixed mindset. Strength-based praise combines the best. "You really used your creativity to put in so many colors," or "You've used your persistence to stick to reviewing every night." This connects children with their strengths while praising how they use them. When children misbehave, examine through 5 diagnostic questions. Is it strength overuse, humor becoming disruption, underuse, failing to bring forward existing qualities, the shadow side, incessant questioning as curiosity's flip side, a blocked strength, talents lacking outlets, or forced overuse of a weakness, constantly using draining skills? One mother addressed her daughter's excessive classroom talking by appealing to her strength of kindness, explaining how being quiet would help classmates finish work. The behavior immediately improved through connection to her best self. Strength-based parenting works with human nature. Schools implementing strengths programs report students discovering optimism and handling obstacles better. In India, strength-based resilience programs for marginalized girls show improved emotional resilience and reduced early marriage rates. Business executives describe strength-based leadership training as transformative, discovering new aspects of themselves and connecting to their true best selves. The ripple effect happens naturally. Strength awareness spills into marriages, friendships, and work relationships as we notice what others do well. Strength-based children become strength-based adults who inspire others. One student wrote, "Perhaps positivity is due north. It is essential. As long as you refer to the compass, you will never stray far enough to become lost. Start today." When children internalize strength awareness, they naturally see strengths in others, creating family strength profiles, identifying strengths in teachers, using strengths language to describe their world. This isn't naive optimism that ignores problems. It's clear-eyed recognition that we grow fastest in our areas of natural capacity, that energy follows attention, that what we focus on expands. Your child's mess might just be a masterpiece in the making. Are you looking closely enough to see it?